life, I plan not to be on this corner. I still want to see California, but this is my world.
Welcome to the It's Your World podcast here on Team Media. For more information about the team, visit our website, www.theteam.media. Also, hit us up on social media, Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at The Team LLC. So right off the bat, I'm going to be really honest with you guys and admit that I didn't prepare anything for this episode. And really, as I woke up this morning, I wasn't even planning to record an episode. But hearing about the losses of both John Lewis, the legendary congressman from the state of Georgia, and C.T. Vivian, who in his own right did a lot for the civil rights movement, I had to actually come on and say something and, you know, express my condolences about such huge, huge losses to the civil rights movement, to the Black community, to the human community. A lot of you are probably really familiar with John Lewis. And if you're honest, you probably mistook him for Elijah Cummings, who to me, they seem like they were identical twins and brothers or something. Another giant in his own right to the civil rights movement. But the work of John Lewis is such a beautiful masterpiece. I would take all the time I intended to take just reading his resume. And I invite a lot of you to just research who this man was, what he did, what he went through, even in his days of serving with Dr. King, and just really appreciate, you know, the part he played in laying the foundation to the civil rights movement. C.T. Vivian is not someone a lot of you would know unless you've closely followed the civil rights movement. I'm fortunate to have grown up in a church where, you know, my pastor in my youth did a lot to keep us exposed to what we call like the greatest preachers, or like those old veterans who could merge the scriptures with, you know, the civil rights struggle and really just preach from a place of God as the deliverer of a people, similar to what Moses and Abraham had spoken over people in their time for our generation, for our community. And he's just one of those names that they not remember, but his resume as well is just one that is impeccable and unquestionable. And to lose both of them on the same day, there is a weird poeticness about how God moves sometimes. And greater still is when you think about how their deaths happened 9 months to the day from when Elijah Cummings died, and a day before we would have been celebrating Nelson Mandela's 102nd birthday. I mean, you can't make this stuff up. And maybe a lot of you don't look into the numbers and the dates and think anything of it, and that's fine. I'm not suggesting that you should. But being a poet, you tend to just notice things like that, for lack of a better term. But I had to turn this mic on and I had to share my condolences. And I feel like I had to say something. Thank you for the work that these giants have done to bring us to the place that we are. And if I'm honest, I sometimes reflect that whenever we lose someone who lived during, you know, I guess you would say, you know, that those initial stages of the civil rights movement, I always wonder how they feel about the world and the condition that they left it. And that can be filled with good and bad. On one hand, it has to be frustrating to see your people fighting the same battles you fought 3, 4, 5 decades ago. And on the other hand, it had to be a blessing to see, one, a Black president, a two-termed Black president serve in the White House, you know, be a president that could honor your contributions, And then to see a new generation of young people take up the civil rights movement and the struggle with a fire and a passion that just has to be downright encouraging. So yeah, it has probably its share of good and bad, but I do wonder, like, how do they feel about seeing the struggle and seeing the state that we're in? And I hope they are pleased with the work they have done. I'm sure if you were to ask them, they'll probably both say they felt like they could have done more. But rest well to both of you, you giants, you servants, not just of our people, but to the greater human population as well. I had to turn on this mic, like I said, and at least give my condolences and my thoughts. It's something when you lose one giant in one day. It's another when you lose two. And it's another when you think about how we've lost three, at least three. There's probably even more who, you know, due to how the coronavirus has been, there's probably even more that we've lost that we haven't even begun to really reflect on and think. But this has already been a year, you know, in thinking about the coronavirus and the death toll and just how it has changed society. This has already been a year of tremendous loss. And every family in America, I don't care what shade, what hue, what creed, what cultural background you have, everyone has been touched in some way by it. It has already been a year of great reflection. And there is a part of me that's hoping, as we think about ourselves in the world, that we will emerge from this a better people. And that's going to take a lot of work. It's going to take a lot of honest conversations. It's going to take a lot of change. And as much as, you know, we're really good about telling people what we need, but are we as good about the follow through? Are we as good about taking the steps necessary towards change? And to me, that's what I'm looking for in this season. There are a lot of people walking around with letters behind their names, being deep, pushing systems, you know, recycling stuff that was written hundreds of years ago by Frederick Douglass and Marcus Garvey. I mean, I read those books, and those books were meaningful. My great grandparents and grandparents could tell you a lot about that time. Well, my great, great, great when it comes to Frederick Douglass, because he was really old. But, you know, more than words, I'm looking for the actions, because the actions tell you what really lies in a person's heart. It's something like repentance, and I'll leave it here. It's one thing to say, I'm sorry. You do something wrong, you own up to your mistake. It's one thing to acknowledge the mistake. It's another to live a life after you've made that mistake of demonstrating that you've corrected the behavior. I'm looking for a correction of behavior. So we'll see. And I'm sure I'll do an episode on it, so I'm not going to overly inundate you with those thoughts right now. So that's it for this episode. Again, this will probably be the shortest episode we do. I had to share these thoughts. Let me know what you think. You can leave a comment below, or again, hit us up on the website, www.theteam.media, or on social media, Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at The Team LLC. Talk to you guys again in a couple of weeks. Be good to yourselves and each other.